still don't understand how urgent the situation is.
What is wrong with the economy is we're running a $2 trillion deficit in what's supposed to be an expansion. Washington's out of control. You've got a major presidential candidate who wants to raise taxes by $5 trillion. It's the most insane proposal ever. It would destroy the stock market.
The globalists want to vertically integrate the economy. That's why they shut down every Western nation on earth for over a year and a half, third world nations for up to 3 years, to devastate local economies and independent businesses and infrastructure. And that's why the average globalist more than doubled their wealth during COVID. And they have admitted, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, all of them, that was a test for carbon lockdowns, civil unrest lockdowns. The low number, 20 million in the actuary insurance companies, the high number, 30 plus million dead from the shots.
What appears is that Pfizer, when they provided these documents to the FDA and to the EMA and to Health Canada, they took these standard plasmid maps that are generated through programs that we all have access to, and they deleted the little notation that said there's SV40 sequences in there. And the FDA, apparently out of, I can only think, incompetence, didn't take the raw DNA sequences, reconstruct those plasmid maps, and look at them themselves. They just took for granted what Pfizer had given them. And now this has all come out because of these researchers that did functionally something akin to the lot release testing that is not happening.
So there was probably somebody at Pfizer who knew they were what they were doing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is from peer-reviewed literature, and it's scientists based in Japan and South Korea. And what they've done is they've taken COVID vaccines, mostly Pfizer and Moderna, and cultured them, incubated them, to try and duplicate the conditions in the human body. And they've found nanostructures have developed. And these are some of the nanostructures that were observed in, as I've said before, conditions that were designed to duplicate human cells in the human body that developed from the COVID vaccines, the mRNA vaccines.
Turns out that, you know, the vaccines were developed not by Moderna and Pfizer. They were developed by NIH. The patents are owned 50% by NIH, nor were they manufactured by Pfizer or by Moderna. They were manufactured by military contractors. And basically, Pfizer and Moderna were paid to put their stamps on those vaccines as if they came from the pharmaceutical industry. But, you know, that's not what they were doing. They were coming from, you know, this was a military project.
The mRNA shots, for anybody who got two or more, triggered the production of something called IgG4, which I don't know if we've talked about it before, but IgG4 is the immune system's own message to itself to turn itself down. That IgG4 signal to turn down the immune system is now connected to the presence of spike protein. At a bioengineering level, it is trivial to add spike protein to something else. The question is, how can you deliver a biological weapon that harms your enemies without harming your population? You have to separate those two populations in some way. The obvious way to do it is to inoculate your population so that they have an immunity. The enemy population doesn't have an immunity, right? Mind you, this is all wildly immoral, but if you think like a weapons maker, this makes some kind of sense. But this is not the only way. That's where the IgG4 thing really throws me. Because what they seem to have, in the best case, accidentally done is created a vulnerability in the populations that took the mRNA shots that does not exist in populations that didn't. And any time a pathogen shows up with spike, it is likely to trigger the immune system to stand down.
It isn't like HIV that eats white blood cells, you know, that goes and kills white blood cells. It turns off the special type of white blood cell that is the general. And listeners are like, okay, you talked about this last week. You know, I feel like I should only talk about this and the 350,000 missing kids, many of them in sex slavery, they admit, and slave labor. I mean, like one of these things alone, like they gave you a shot they knew turns your immune system off. A vaccine is supposed to turn it up. We have a psychotic, mad scientist, criminal government that is organizing.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Keep my
hands on myself. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. We're talking about politics now. And a development that many of us Trump supporters are eagerly embracing. And that is Melania Trump taking a more active role in her husband's campaign. I don't think there's, like, out of everybody, even Donald Trump included, I don't know if anybody has gotten more disrespect or unearned ire from the mainstream media and the wider American public than Melania Trump. By all accounts, including things I've heard personally, as I had a cousin that worked directly under Melania Trump during her time in the White House. Nothing but positive things to say about Melania Trump. Nothing but glowing positive reviews for everything she's about. The nicest person in the world, giving, lovely, smart, intelligent, and yet constant disrespect from the mainstream media, constant just criticism and unwarranted speculation, and just mistreating her. And again, it's one of those things that you could maybe understand it if Melania Trump had done what other first ladies have done, injecting herself into the politics. Right, as soon as you have your wife acting as a surrogate for you on the campaign trail or making, you know, statements against the right wing, it's like, okay, well, now she's in the sphere. Now she's in the political sphere. Now she's made herself a part of this. Now we can, you know, go after her like any other politician, especially if they, you know, have the you know, unscrupulous ambition of a Jill Biden or a Hillary Clinton. But Melania Trump never gave them the slightest reason to hate her. Never injected herself into political drama. Fulfilled the duties of the First Lady to an exemplary degree. And tried to, you know, move all of the attention on her towards things she cared about, like her anti-bullying campaign. And yet, this woman has been subjected to, again, just the most heinous and vile smears by the left. And so she's finally actually telling her side of the story. I want to go to that video first. She published this a few days ago. This will be clip 33 for us. Melania Trump, my story. She published this on September 5th. Which to me just seems like she is, she understands better than maybe anybody else the evil that we're up against. And she knows that she's tried to play the game. She's tried to just quietly, you know, serve as First Lady. But that what is at stake at this election is too important to sit on the sidelines And she is now standing up and telling her story for the first time. Let's watch.
Writing this memoir has been a deeply personal and reflective journey for me. As a private person who has often been the subject of public scrutiny and misrepresentation, I feel a responsibility to clarify the facts. I believe it is important to share my perspective, the truth.
MelaniaTrump.com is where she's written her memoirs. Again, if only every first lady looked and acted like Melania Trump. It's just when you think of a first lady, it's just that's what you when you think of a queen, that's who you think of. Poised, respectable, stylish. I mean, and then you've seen all of the cut. You know, they'll have Jill Biden wearing a repurposed shower curtain as a dress and be like, this amazing fashion icon. Meanwhile, Melania Trump looks like a friggin' perfume commercial 90% of the time. And she gets nothing but hate and vile smears. But again, it appears as though she is not just telling her side of the story for personal aggrandizement. Her story, of course, is intimately tied in with Donald Trump's story, which is the story of America attempting a last gasp resistance against globalism. And she seems to be focusing on this. Let's go now to the video I just put in. Melania talking about the cost America has paid for the stolen 2020 election. Let's watch.
The 2020 election results changed our lives forever. It impacted our quality of life, cost of food, gasoline, safety, and even the geopolitical landscape. America is more divided today than ever before. It has become increasingly apparent that there are significant challenges to free speech, as demonstrated by the efforts to silence my husband.
Again, she, you know, it's not, it's, there's nothing in this that seems self-pitying or complaining or anything of the sort. And it's so funny how if this was looked at objectively, Melania Trump's existence alone debunks 90% of what they say about Trump and Trump supporters. We don't have any problem with legal immigrants. We have a problem with the immigration system being abused and legalizing tens of thousands of invaders so that they can work for pennies on the dollar and be subsidized by our welfare. We're against the wholesale eradication of the American race and our culture and our way of life by the forced importation of millions upon millions of people with no concern whatsoever about the American way, our values, our system of governance, our morality. When you've got somebody like Elon Musk, you've got somebody like Melania Trump, you've got immigrants who actually believe in America and actually come here for America and want America to remain. And I see the sentiment from, you know, immigrant friends or, you know, second generation immigrants whose parents came to America and are going, we came to America because America's awesome. We don't want it to go away. We fled our country. We got out of our country. We don't want to bring our country here. We don't want America to have the corruption and the, you know, ethnic strife and the just chaos and anarchy or tyranny of our former countries. We came to America because America is the land of free speech. It is the land of prosperity, of capitalism, of small business, of pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. I mean, that is the promise of America. It's the only governmental system the world's ever produced that has the ability to pull people up from poverty by the millions and to give opportunity to everyone of any race, color, and creed, to dissolve the baked-in, you know, noble families of Europe or whatever else. Communism pretends to do that. Communism claims to, you know, be on the side of the poor, but then it enslaves and starves them all to death. Capitalism doesn't have any pretense, isn't acting like it's there for some charity for the poor. It's just the consequence of freedom. You just give people freedom, they end up trading with each other. You let people make their own decisions, a market develops. And the prices are set by demand and supply. And it doesn't matter how poor or you know, what race you are. It's, are you able to provide value? Great. People will pay for it. Are you hardworking? Great. We want you on our team. Now, capitalism doesn't make big claims about, you know, being there to help bring equity, but that is what it does. That is the outcome of it. And Melania Trump is one of these immigrants that there are millions of who actually value and recognize the importance of our founding and ever diminishing morality in this country and are helping us to preserve it. So let's go to the latest video that Melania Trump released about a topic that she, amongst anybody, probably has the most concern of, that is the assassination attempt of Donald Trump. Story at Newsweek, Melania Trump questions police actions before assassination attempt. Here's the video she published on this harrowing event.
The attempt to end my husband's life was a horrible, distressing experience. Now, the silence around it feels heavy. I can't help but wonder, why didn't law enforcement officials arrest the shooter before the speech? There is definitely more to this story, and we need to uncover the truth.
I love it. Powerful stuff. There's definitely more to this story, and we have to uncover the truth. Melania commented previously on the assassination attempt, writing in a letter in July, quote, "When I watched that violent bullet strike my husband, Donald, I realized my life and Barron's life were on the brink of a devastating change. I'm grateful to the brave Secret Service agents and law enforcement officials who risked their own lives to protect my husband. Adding a monster who recognized my husband as an inhuman political machine attempted to wring out Donald's passion, his laughter, ingenuity, love of music, and inspiration. The core facets of my husband's life, his human side, were buried below the political machine. Donald, the generous and caring man whom I've been with through the best times and the worst of times." Melania's video was released just hours before her husband is due to face Kamala Harris in their first presidential debate on Tuesday evening ahead of the November election. Newsweek has contacted representatives, but haven't heard their response. People like the Pennsylvania State Police or the Butler Township Police Department for comment on this. As Melania is simply asking the questions that everybody should. But I guess it's up to her. I guess it's up to her to actually demand these questions be answered. And it's worth it just to reflect a little bit on what the world would be like if that bullet had been millimeters to the right, if Donald Trump had not turned his head, if any of the 1,000 miraculous happenings that led to the assassination attempt failing. What if it hadn't failed? Where would we be now? What would the world be like right now? What plans were in motion on the assumption that he would be assassinated that have yet to come to fruition? And where will the next assassination attempt take place? Will it be tonight? Will it be tonight? This is actually something that my, a family member of mine called me. He was like, "I have a really bad feeling about this debate." It's like, "I don't know why, but we've been hearing about, you know, there's the boatload of ammonium nitrate that Russia apparently parked at a Norwegian port and they had to drag it away. And that, of course, brought up the conversation about the hundreds of thousands of tons of ammonium nitrate that apparently disappeared from a train in California that was never discovered, where that ended up. You think about the blast radius and the power of even a homemade explosive like the one that took down the Murrah building in Oklahoma City. You wonder, maybe it would be best for the deep state if Kamala and Donald were eliminated. And of course, you could blame it on Iran, get the war that you want, cancel the election, proceed on without a president in office, but with the deep state in full control in a wartime emergency situation that gives them total control. It's just speculation, but I, for one, wouldn't be surprised. And this, you're seeing the ammonium nitrate explosion, supposedly, in Lebanon, the port of Beirut, that shatters windows miles away, knocked down entire buildings. What could a truckload of that stuff, what damage could that do? And of course, just like everything these criminals get away with, when they get away with it, they do it again. And they double down and they make it worse. Just one of the functions of justice in our system is supposed to be as a warning to everybody. Yeah, 30 tons of explosive chemicals lost during rail shipment. Oh, oops. Ammonium nitrate. 30 tons of it just disappearing on a train track. Yeah, maybe it took a left turn when you didn't expect it off of the track. Like, what are you talking about? Where did this stuff go? Where's the investigation into this? Yeah, it's a highly explosive thing. So just know, if this time tomorrow we're in a state of war with Iran and both presidential candidates are dead and, you know, there's National Guard on your street, just know InfoWars warned you that this is a distinct possibility. Again, it's good to see Melania Trump asking these questions and keeping this alive. It's been something like 8 weeks since Donald Trump was shot. In fact, I have a video from an info warrior who took time out of his day to disprove some of the claims made about the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And I love this because I'm sure if you watch at the Alex Jones Show, you've heard him many times since the assassination say, you know, we got to do this. We got to go out with an AR-15. We'll show everybody what it looks like when you get shot in the air, because the claims from the media was that this was somehow fake. Now, again, one of the miraculous things about the assassination attempt is it happened in such a way it could not have been faked. A man died. Another man was critically injured. The bullet passing by Donald Trump's head was caught in a photograph. It happened on live TV. There was no possible way this could be fake at all. It's just not possible to fake this. It's just a total non-starter. And yet, people have made this claim. They've said that it was fake. Prominent people with, you know, big platforms have claimed this was fake. They don't suffer any consequences from it. Of course, they're not considered conspiracy theorists because it's Trump, after all. And anything is valid with him. And one of the same things they say is, if he got hit with an AR-15, his ear would have exploded. There's no way it would have been a small wound just because it grazed him. And some people have gone out and done, tests sort of showing what it could be like. Well, an info warrior took it upon himself to take two pig ears, which pig skin is very close to human skin. They can sunburn like humans. A lot of pharmaceuticals or cosmetics are tested on pigs because of our similarity in the quality of our skin, the attributes of our skin. And so he took pig ears, hung them up, shot them with an AR-15 just to show you what it looks like when an AR-15 bullet hits an ear. The left, who doesn't understand the first thing about guns, wants you to believe that it's impossible for to get shot in the ear without your face exploding. Well, a powerful info warrior took this question to himself. Let's go to, I believe clip number four. Yeah, let's go to clip number four here. Here is a prominent member of Team Humanity wearing the Team Humanity shirt from InfoWarsStore.com to show exactly what it looks like and how the injuries to Trump in his ear during the assassination attempt are not at all inconsistent with an AR-15. Let's watch.
Shooting an AR-15, 5.56. This is going to be our damage test on an ear. We're going to try to graze it and see what we can do.
So that was the first video. He, sets it up, takes a shot. Let's go to clip two and then three, and we'll see exactly what the damage was done to the pig's ears that he was firing at.
Here we got two holes from a 5.56 round. You can see very minimal damage. Got pretty close to a graze there. Still definitely very minimal damage on the exit.
So again, you could nitpick that. You could say, well, it's not a living ear. But just pay attention. And I'm sorry to the person who sent this to me. I meant to pull up his account so I could give him credit, but I forgot to do that during the show. So I'll have to look for that during the next commercial break so I can give credits to this info warrior wearing the Team Humanity shirt from InfoWarsStore.com. Just going out and doing the test himself. Sure, it's not exactly scientifically calibrated to produce exactly the same conditions as Donald Trump, but the point is that people claiming that his ear should have been blown off, his face should have been shattered, like all this nonsense. No, a bullet can leave a tiny, it looks like a hole punch for our radio listeners. The holes that left in the ear were like minuscule, like a couple millimeters wide. And that's not even accounting for the fact that the bullet that hit Trump was a grazing bullet. And I guess this just reflects the inability for liberals or the less intelligent of our fellow citizens out there to like just imagine reality and understand what it is, that you've got a tiny chunk of metal flying incredibly fast. It just goes right through things. It just goes right through the cartilage of the ear. Doesn't explode. Doesn't shatter it. It's not magic. It's just a little chunk of metal flying through the air. And it acts like a hole punch. It's your wireless long distance hole punch. The AR-15. So I'll find who that was to give them credit, and we'll get more into on the other side the preparations being done by the Harris campaign for tonight's debate. Remember, we will be live on Infowars.com/show, on X, and on any other streaming platform tonight starting at 7 p.m. for live coverage of the debate. Tune in for that. We'll see you on the other side with more news of the day. It's American Journal. Infowarsstore.com is where you go to support us and get one of those stylish Team Humanity shirts to let everybody know what side you're on.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Bodies today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. The video that we just watched was from an account on X called Jesus_S. That's JEZUS_S. So Jesus with a Z in the middle instead of an S. Very good work. Very well done, sir. He, of course, has the bio line on his X account: in a time of deceit, telling truth is a revolutionary act. And he has a very funny way of dealing with the doubters in his comments. First of all, he's linking the Team Humanity t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. People are asking where they can get one, InfoWarsStore.com. Somebody says, a liberal asks him, so you'd be okay with somebody shooting and nicking your ear then? And Jesus responds, if that's what you took away from this video, I'm sorry I didn't use smaller words. I just posted it to show people what the round does. He's like, look, I'm sorry you're so stupid. I'll try to dumb my comments down next time so you understand what is obvious to everybody else. So fantastic stuff. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody who goes to InfoWarsStore.com to support us and helps us to get this information out on social media and everywhere else. Remember, the goal here is not to preach to a choir. It's not to radicalize people that are already on our side. Our singular and desperate goal at InfoWars is to widen the awakening, to bring more people into the realm of reality and away from the illusionary madness that is projected onto them by the mainstream media and the liars in the positions of power. And we do that by simply talking about the things that people in power talk about. It's one of the things I've talked about before, but you know, I'm sort of constantly inundated with examples of this. What do you think billionaires talk about when they hang out with each other? What do you think, you know, industrial magnates or, you know, rocket ship builders, like, what do you think their conversations are generally about? I know what they're about. They're about putting lasers on the moon. They're about building giant Venetian blinds in the sky to block out the sun, because spraying metal particles in the air pisses everybody off, so they're looking for alternative options. So you've got, it really is the sort of classic IQ bell curve meme. And you've got us on one side going, hey, they're building lasers in space. This is crazy. This is messed up. We can't let some unaccountable, you know, weirdo depopulationist have space lasers. This is crazy. We can't let them spray particles into the air to block out the sun. This is supervillain crap. And on the other end of the spectrum, you have the supervillains themselves, who, whether because of just some sort of pathological narcissism or self-importance or just total disconnection with the reality of the world, like, this is what they're obsessed with. They're like, how do we do this? How do we get away with flooding the country with millions of foreigners? How do we get away with blocking out the sun? How do we do this? They're obsessed with that. And then the people in the middle think it's not happening. They just have no idea. They think you're crazy for talking about it. And I guess they think when you know, billionaires and these mad scientists get together, they're just like, how do we help people? How do we help everybody? No, they're supervillains. These people are supervillains, whether they even realize it or not. They are absolutely supervillains. And they're admitting it more and more. And there's more and more of this stuff coming out where it's like, okay, finally, you know, finally this is being reported. There's a headline today. Oh no, I thought I put it in my stack. Yeah, here it is, from Spiked Online. There is now very little doubt that COVID leaked from a lab. Oh, really? Oh, now? Oh, now, 4 years later, you're admitting what was obvious to us the first week that it came out? Amazing. Incredible. Wow. Who knew? We did. We knew. We told you. We knew and we told you because we're next year's news today. They're finally coming around to realizing this, just like they're finally admitting the chemtrails are real and they're blocking out the sun and it has massive and unaccounted for side effects. Let's go to clip number 19 here. ABC News talking about cloud seeding like it's the most normal thing in the world. And forget the fact that we spent the last 40 years calling you a tinfoil hat wearing psychopath conspiracy theorist for talking about this. Now that you all know it's happening, we're going to just act like it's totally normal and good. So they hope you fall for that. Let's watch.
That cloud seeding is booming. They anticipate at least another 200 ground cloud seeding machines to be put in before next season.
Ginger, this is such a cool concept, but so cool. Is it too good to be true? I mean, how do we know that the chemicals that they're spraying from the air aren't bad for us or the planet?
The good news is we've been doing this since the 1940s and 50s.
Oh,
other
really?
Countries do it, and there have been a lot of research projects that have shown that the silver iodide, for example, is not found. It's negligible once it gets down to ground level.
So, again, I don't want to be too skeptical, but is there anything wrong with manipulating nature like this?
I think that's the question we should have asked when we built every single parking lot and every rooftop. We have been manipulating weather with us for a very long time. I do think that looking at and continuing research on when these programs get bigger, if it will affect people downstream, that needs to be watched.
At least we're manipulating it now to help the planet. So,
no, yeah, we're helping the planet. Now, I don't know if I need to tell you this. It's hard to determine whether or not the outcome of something is good or bad, or if there are side effects, or if the metals that you're spraying into the air
land on the ground and cause problems. It's hard to come to that conclusion when you've spent the last 60 years calling anybody who points out what you're doing crazy and denying that you're doing it. So what the hell? Yeah, feds spend $2.4 million on cloud seeding for Colorado River. And they're like, we also make parking lots, so really, what's the issue? I mean, on one hand, we're spraying literal tons of chemicals into the air to block out the sun, but also, you know, you mow your lawn, so it's basically the same thing. Both of these things are changing the earth. So, you know, don't complain. It's like, well, that's a retarded take. Thank you for that, idiot. I mean, come on. How dumb can you be? Now, the other interesting aspect of this is that while they are admitting that not only is cloud seeding and chemtrails real and has been going on since the 1940s, there was a massive storm and huge flooding throughout China and Eastern Asia that may have actually come about because of the cloud seeding that was going on. Let's go now to clip number 5. Here's the BBC on China cloud seeding and possibly creating the storm that has now destroyed large swaths of Eastern Asia. Let's watch.
The middle of a long-running heat wave, and the authorities there decided to use cloud-seeding missiles to bring around a storm. Now, I didn't even know that such a thing existed. Like, you know, I'm from Manchester, you know, I wish we'd had cloud-seeding missiles to take out clouds a long time ago. But anyway, apparently they did that the day before. It worked. The storm broke, and then things got a bit out of control, and suddenly it's
got a bit out of control. He's literally throwing his head back laughing. Yes, folks, that was the BBC reporting that China used cloud seeding missiles to open up the storm that has since flooded massive swaths of Eastern Asia, including like 50-year-old bridges collapsing in Vietnam with people on them. I should have pulled that video in too. There's a video of the dash cam footage where trucks going over a bridge and it just disappears and this massive suspension bridge is washed away because of the flooding. So massive unintended consequences from cloud seeding technology. And the BBC's response is, gee, I wish we had that here. We could have used that here to clear up some sunny days. It's like, really? Because you're talking about super villainy. You're talking about horrific decisions that have killed thousands of people. But it's all a big joke. You know, I wish I'd known about this. Well, you should have listened to, yeah, here's the video. You should have listened to the crazy conspiracy theorists. You know, us tinfoil hat wearing crazy people just making things up all the time. And now you're learning that what we've been saying the whole time is true. And your response is to giggle at it and laugh at it, despite the fact that people are dead from its usage in China, its ill-advised usage, and people in Colorado acting like this is normal. Because, hey, we've done it since the 1940s. Sure, last year we were calling you crazy, but now we admit it, and so you're the crazy one for thinking it's bad.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact that we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-carat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-carat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, that still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10. And you make a $100 donation and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-carat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
Segment of American Journal.
We are building a religion.
There's a lot of videos I'm going to have to save for tomorrow, honestly. You can find most of these at Infowars.com. Things like a Dallas County, Texas election worker telling and training other election workers to lie on registration to register homeless people and use whatever building they're outside of as their address. Just subverting the election system. Wholesale. We've got Google, their growth strategist, undercover, caught by OMG Media. That's O'Keefe Media Group, talking about how the algorithm is rigged in favor of Kamala. You've got Assistant Police Chief Sean Taylor of Millersville, Tennessee Police Department, describing the way the feds swooped in and confiscated all of the research material for investigations that local office was holding, destroying evidence of massive corruption there in Tennessee. Got Yuval Noah Harari talking about how social media company owners will be arrested if they refuse to comply with the World Economic Forum's censorship demands, which will be implemented through AI. We've got Victoria Nuland admitting that the Ukraine-Russia peace deal was actually accepted by the Ukrainians and could have ended the war years ago until the United States and our NATO allies stepped in to prevent the war from coming to an end and continue that ad nauseum. We have Representative Thomas Massey calling out Speaker Mike Johnson, Democrats and Republicans, for lying about the SAVE Act in a, again, just very deliberate, open, at this point, acknowledged attempt to subvert and make impossible to justify the voting outcomes. But let's talk about Kamala Harris and her debate tonight against Donald Trump. My prediction and I don't want to be too overly confident here, but I have the feeling we're going to have a repeat of the last presidential debate. I have the feeling that as I speak now, the vast majority of the American populace has consumed nothing but the highly orchestrated and scripted and carefully edited snippets of Kamala that make her seem competent and intelligent and forceful and whatever else. And that illusion is going to be shattered the moment she is required to speak extemporaneously about topics she knows nothing about. It's going to be embarrassing. We're going to see a lot of scrambling. I think the reaction is going to be different because I think with Joe Biden, a lot of people knew this was the case and knew that and sort of took it as an excuse. Like when he performed so badly in the debate, they all acted like, oh, my gosh, we're just realizing this now. And Biden has to leave and we have to oust him. They can't really do that with Kamala Harris. That's not really an option here. Following the debate tonight, they are going to have to act like she wins. They're going to have to act like she did a great job. No matter what the outcome is, they are going to push the narrative that she was competent and impressive and beat Donald Trump because they have to, because they can't tell the truth. But the American people are going to see Kamala Harris under pressure. She didn't even make it through the primary debates with the Democrats. I would love to know what this is. Trump's debate to lose. We're going to talk about Kamala Harris's strategy here. More important to me is Trump's strategy and how it's going to work. His strategy during the Biden debate was just let Biden destroy himself. Just be quiet. Let Biden ramble. That's not going to work so well with Kamala Harris, I don't think. Trump's going to have to hit her and throw her off her game. He's going to have to really be on the offensive here, I think. And of course, they're doing everything they can to stack it against him. I don't think it's going to work. I think at the end of the day, Kamala's going to have a couple, you know, highlights where she's like especially sassy and people are going to act like that means she wins. But most American people are going to see this and go, that lady can't be with her hand on the nuclear button. That lady cannot be going up against Putin. That lady cannot be running the most powerful country in the history of the world. That's not feasible. I think that's going to be the outcome. We're going to cover it on InfoWars. Tune back into InfoWars tonight, an hour after the War Room ends, 7 p.m. Central Time. Myself, Chase Geyser, others will be coming in. We'll take your calls. We'll be speculating and strategizing before the debate. And then we'll be watching the debate live and reacting in real time, just like we did during the Joe Biden debate. I hope you tune in. Follow us on X. Follow me at Harrison H. Smith on X, I think is my account. I think that's what it is. Let's go to some videos here because try as they might, the mainstream media cannot justify some of the more outrageous statements from Kamala Harris. Let's go now to clip number 8. Here's CNN's Aaron Burnett in shock about what Kamala Harris supported as late as 2019.
So in 2019, in what K-File found, she said she would cut funding to ICE, writing, quote, "Our immigrant detention system is out of control, and I believe we must end the unfair incarceration of thousands of individuals, families, and children. I was one of the first senators after President Trump was elected to advocate for a decrease in funding to ICE." Well, now, of course, she's touting the Biden administration's executive order to crack down on the border. K-File's Andrew Kaczynski joins me now. Andrew, that's pretty incredible on its own when you're talking about what you found here on ICE. What else did you find?
Yeah, and this was a questionnaire that she filled out for the ACLU. And this questionnaire is really an interesting snapshot in time of that 2019 Democratic primary. Kamala Harris was trying to get to the left of Bernie Sanders. She was trying to get to the left of Elizabeth Warren. And you really see that in a lot of these answers. And I want to walk our viewers through a little bit of what she said. Let's just take immigration and look at what she said here. She said on immigration, she made this open-ended pledge to end immigrant detention. She said she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said she
taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She actually said she supported that.
She wrote and answered in the affirmative.
Why are they acting surprised?
And she said she also supported it for federal prisoners. Now, she also pledged to slash immigration detention by 50%, close all family and private facilities, and decrease funding for ICE, and then the end ICE detainers with local law enforcement.
I mean, these are things that, you know, it would be hard to think that you would come up with taxpayer funding gender transitions for detained migrants. And yet,
yeah, you would think, but you people are insane. All right, we can pull it down. They act like they're shocked at policies that they've all supported for years. Like, just stop it. And this is their strategy. Their strategy is, yes, we still support all of this stuff, but for the next few months, for the next few weeks until the election, we have to pretend like this stuff is crazy so that we can get into office and then implement all of this stuff. I mean, that's their plan. It's very simple. Let's go to clip number 30 here. Trump has Kamala so nervous that she's, you know, frantically trying to practice with, and she's bringing in, of all people, Joe Biden's team. Maybe she didn't watch the last debate. Let's watch this clip.
She has closely studied the former president's past six debate performances. She's also been sort of entrenched in these briefing papers going over the former president's past comments, as well as the ways that he has insulted her, so she can be prepared to respond to that. She's engaged in these mock debates with a stand-in for the former president, and she's had conversations with Hillary Clinton and President Biden, who both extensively debating the former president.
Oh, yeah, they have knowledge. Yeah, just like the captain of the Titanic has knowledge about, you know, they have a lot of experience captaining cruise ships. Certainly, yes. Both Hillary and Biden both have experience being the victims of Trump's unmerciful destruction during the debates. So, I mean, yeah, good luck, lady. It ain't going to work. It's not going to work. Now, Brianna Morello on X has reported that Kamala Harris will likely receive the questions in advance for tonight's debate. After all, Kamala's best friend is Disney co-chairman Dana Walden. Walden oversees Disney's ABC News. Walden was also appointed by Joe Biden as a member of the Export Council. Walden and Harris have been friends for 30-plus years. Walden made thousands of dollars in donations to Harris over the years. This is why Kamala declined the Fox News debate. And, of course, this is not out of the ordinary. After all, that's probably, if I had to guess, it's probably the advice Hillary Clinton gave to Kamala. She's like, Kamala, what you need to do is have somebody provide you with the debate questions beforehand. That's the way I beat Trump. And it's funny because, like, Polly Mark and all these others, 75% chance Kamala Harris wins tonight's debate, which is so funny. How do you even bet on, like, there's no winner of a debate. Like, it's not a boxing match. It's not like one of them's unconscious by the end of it, although Kamala Harris might be with all the drugs that she does. But it's entirely perspective. So where they're getting the 75% chance Kamala Harris wins, it's like, well, there's a 100% chance that MSM pretends Kamala Harris wins this debate because they don't have time to get a new candidate. They can't do what they did to Joe Biden, to Kamala Harris. They're screwed. So it's going to be very fun to watch. I hope you all tune in to InfoWars tonight as we host the live coverage of the debate at InfoWars.com/show and on X. Follow me at Harrison H. Smith. We'll be going live there and on the InfoWars official account. Stay tuned. The Alex Jones Show begins in 90 seconds. I'll see you all tonight.
I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars, MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars, MD, at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.